Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. Miami comes in with a disappointing mark of 10-12 so far this year, whereas the home Celtics boast an impressive mark of 18-4. Over their last 10, Miami is 5-5, losing their last contest. Boston, meanwhile, nearly perfect 9-1 over that span on a 5-game winning streak. Looking at the numbers, the first one might tell the story. Miami just cannot score consistently. 108.6, 27th in the NBA. Meanwhile, no one can stop Boston from scoring, averaging an astounding, really a staggering 121.5, which is good for first in the NBA. Team defense. Heat compete on this end, as you'd expect from a Riley Spoelstra team. 109.1, it's a good number. 113.1 for Boston, also not terrible. Turnovers. Both teams take care of the ball pretty well. Miami at 14.1. Boston a little bit better at 13.3. And here's where it gets crazy. Shooting percentages. Miami, 44.8 from the field, 33.2 from three, 84.8 from the line. Those are all pretty good. But Boston is scary in this department. 49.6 as a team for the season from the field. That's insane. 40.3 from three for the season as a team. That's even more insane. And then 85.2, which is even better than the 84.8 that Miami shoots. It's just crazy. Those shooting numbers are insane. Bench scoring, Boston a little bit better in that department too. 33.8 for them versus 28.5 for the Heat. And the Celtics so far this year, this will be the third time they're playing the Heat. They beat them the first two times. Their last game was against each other on Wednesday night, as a matter of fact, where the Celtics won pretty handily. Looking at the injuries, Victor Oladipo has a knee injury. He's out. Jimmy Butler with a knee also is listed as day-to-day. Robert Williams remains out with a knee injury for the Celtics. This one's easy to pick. Miami may be one of the bigger disappointments in the NBA relative to preseason expectations so far. Boston, probably the best team in the NBA to this point. I got the Celtics. They're home. They're better. Celtics going to roll. There you have it. That is the on-court preview of the Heat and the Celtics coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking NBA bets with our preview of the Miami Heat at Boston Celtics. This one opening up early in the morning at 8. It got bumped down to 7.5, but right back up to 8.5. A lot of movement there. 7.5, 8.5 on the line moves, looking at points bets numbers. 8.5 is the number as we record. As for the total in this one, 226 is where we sit. 7-14-1. That's the Heat's ATS record this year. They're 4-6 ATS on the road, 5-4-1 in their last 10 ATS. Celtics numbers 14-8 overall, 9-3 at home, and a nice run, 8-2 if you've been tailing the Celtics. 12 over, 10 under for the Heat. 13 over, 8 under, and 1 push on the total for the Celtics. Both teams were in action on Wednesday against each other. They're running it back. Boston 134-120 win on Wednesday. Boston now 2-0 this year. 2-0 ATS. The total has split 1 over, 1 under. Celtics 5-1 in the last 6 ATS against the Heat. The over has hit 7 of the last 9 played in Boston. I mentioned that Celtics 5-1 in the last 6. The Heat, though, they're 12-5 ATS in the last 17 played in Boston. Team trends, the Heat looking at a 1-5 ATS run here in their last 6, taking on teams with winning percentages over 600, and just 3-10 ATS in their last 13, taking on teams with winning records. Celtics, 5 straight ATS. A little better on the injury front here for the Heat from Wednesday night's game. Hero and Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, both probable. 5 total probable for the Heat, but no Jimmy Butler. He continues to be out. Dwayne Dedmon is listed as questionable with a foot injury. And Robert Williams, the big post player with a knee injury, he remains out till mid-December for Boston. I was on Miami on Wednesday night and got burnt. Closer game than I think, it's throughout the game than maybe the score indicated. Boston was too much. I'm going to learn from my lesson here. I'll make the pick Boston. Kind of hard to go against them. Totals 226. Here's Boston's last 5 offensive outputs. 134, 140, 130, 122, and 125. Over is the pick as well. Stacking NBA bets here and the sports betting stack. Sports Betting Stack, your home for all the NFL matchups, top college games, the conference championships this week, and top college hoops games. I'm Jay Lloyd, and this has been our Stack in the NBA betting preview of the Miami Heat and Boston Celtics.